Hello, this is David Edstrom with Panoramix Financial, and this is our latest installment of what we call Panoramix In Place, which is a series that we're interviewing clients of ours to try to get a feeling of how they're dealing with and experiencing life as an advisor in this quote-unquote new normal the last couple months. So, and I'm pleased to have with us Rebecca Kennedy and Scott Arnold from Impact Folio in Denver. So thanks so much for both of you for being with us today.
Happy to.
Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, well, thank you. And so the first question I have is, obviously no one planned for this. Yes, we have contingency plans in our ADV and we put them on our website and we think we have them. But in reality, I mean, were you really prepared for this? Question to you, Rebecca.
I would say what's worked well is that we were already set up to be fully remote. When we have our partner meeting every Monday, we've done that remotely for months, for a long time before COVID ever was on anybody's radar. So we already had the technology in place. We're already comfortable with using it. We were using it with some clients, even local clients who don't like to battle the Denver traffic. Well, we were already using it with certain people locally and of course all of our clients that are farther away. So I'd say that we were very lucky in that respect in that we already had a fair amount of experience under our belt with using the technology to meet with people. So it wasn't too much of a switch.
Okay. Was there anything that caught you off guard that, you know, things that you found that haven't worked so well?
It's a little hard to determine, but as far as new prospective clients, I think usually in the past, it would be nice to meet with prospective clients in person, especially the first few meetings. Whereas now we're still meeting with new prospective clients and we're still bringing on new clients through this pandemic. So that's great. But I do think you lose some of that personal connection when you're not sitting across from someone. Even though you can still see each other with the video conferencing, you still lose some of that nonverbal communication.
So that kind of goes into another question I wanted to ask, is that how have you had to adapt to the client servicing perspective and also new business? Because I imagine we're in a mode that's more maintenance and servicing and communication, where the business development efforts, I'm sure for many advisors, are suffering right now. So how is it that you've been able to keep some momentum going there? And one, and then number two, do you think some of those things you're using now as a means of business development might continue going forward? Or will you go back to face-to-face?
To your very last question, David, will we go back to face-to-face? I mean, I would hope to at some point when it's safe and just to do it prudently. You know, it'll be different though. I think we'll be a lot more conscious of our personal space and our clients' personal space and may not be as quick to shake hands or embrace a client that we've known for a while, that type of thing. But we can get back to that because I do think there is a lot lost without being able to read that nonverbal communication as well over a virtual meeting. It is a lot harder to do so.
You've had a great success using technology, where the other advisors I've spoken to have all said basically new business has dried up. Mm-hmm. So how is it that you've been able to engage people?
I think I can help answer that question. It was a little bit of planning and maybe a little bit of luck as well. We didn't realize that a pandemic was in the cards for this year. But a part of our marketing strategy is that we have a strong digital presence. So we've done a lot on the SEO or the search engine optimization front. So ideally, if a prospective client, whether they live here or not, if they type into Google fee-only planner in Denver, ideally our firm is going to pop up on that first page of the search results. And then we also have a niche investment approach where we only utilize impact investments, or sometimes they're referred to as ESG investing strategies. So if a particular prospect is searching the web for this type of investing, once again, ideally, we're going to pop up in the first page of search results. We're also very active with our blog and on social media. And I've been really pleasantly surprised over the past year, some of the clients that have just really found us through the web, and they're great clients.
Imagine if this would have happened 10 years ago. The inability for this economy to function and our industry to function, because even though we were using technology, I mean, the ability to communicate like we are now and communicate with clients and to work remotely and have the systems in place. I mean, it's astounding that to think about what might have been the impact and the fear that would have been caused, you know, caused by investors not being able to communicate with their advisors and the panic and the isolation that would have happened. So with that said, has all the technology that you have, has it been doing what you would hope it to do?
Maybe the one thing this is probably affecting everyone is just the internet connection in general. I feel like a lot of people, it's just not used to this level of traffic. So other than that, though, I can't think of anything that's been problematic. Scott, do you?
I agree. We're the way we've set up our firm, we're 100% web-based with the various software that we use. We could really work from anywhere at any time. The one key factor with our business model is we need an internet connection. So as long as the internet's working, then we are fully operating. But there have been some meetings during our video conference meetings where the internet slows down and people freeze or the audio goes away for a little bit. But other than that, I think that's probably been the biggest technology issue that we've seen is just some slow internet connection speeds.
Okay, that's great. Have your clients fully engaged the technology? It seems as though you get a lot of business that way, but are they going on to the portals that you have, whether it's Panoramics or any financial planning systems? Are you seeing that they're increasing their usage of technology, the clients?
It's mixed. So I think it depends on the client. Some clients with the current bear market that we're experiencing, some clients don't want to look at anything financial related. They just want to focus on their family and surviving this pandemic that we're going through. I would say a couple clients or a handful of clients are maybe looking more often, but I don't feel like we've really had any clients that have severely panicked through this current bear market. That's partly by design that we've been very active in reaching out to our clients. We've also started a COVID-19 financial planning series where we're writing different blog posts in regards to certain aspects of the stimulus package. Each client's been a little bit different. Some are focusing on other items right now, and then other clients have more time on their hands, so they are digging deeper into financial planning issues.
Okay, that's great. The one thing with this, it seems as though that at least communication is heightened from the advisor. So in many odd ways, relationships could be strengthening because you're more in touch with clients in different ways than perhaps you might be in a more complacent time. Feedback on that comment, because that's a little bit of what I've heard from other advisors.
I think that's true. Engagement is up. And I think advisors learned a lot from 2008, 2009, the Great Recession, that we need to be a lot, if we weren't during that time, need to be a lot more communicative. And if we were during that time, then certainly doing the same thing or ramping it up even more right now to try and soothe fears. And I think clients are responding well to that.
That's great.
I feel like our workload has increased significantly in the past few months. It started first with the sell-off in March. So trying to communicate with clients just based on what was happening in the markets, how they should respond, or some of the best ways to respond to sell-offs like this. And then shortly thereafter, then you had the various stimulus packages coming out and trying to just scramble and read the CARES Act and some of the other benefits, and then be able to reach out to our clients and explain how they can benefit through these stimulus items that apply to them. I feel like now that we're hitting May, I can actually breathe a little bit. There wasn't the panic of March and then the rush of understanding the stimulus measures.
Right. Yeah, which have been very complicated, and you have to dig in deep in those without a doubt. So this is a side question, not so much about your firm, but I guess it applies to your firm. So what's kind of the status there in Colorado in terms of the thinking of how they're going to do the steps to reopening the state?
Slowly. I think it's controversial like it is everywhere else, but Scott, you may have a lot more to add to this, but I think slowly and cautiously is the prevailing wisdom of the day. So we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting to watch.
I agree. I think depends each person how they've been affected, whether you've actually had COVID-19 and whether it was a severe case or not, or if you know someone close to you that has been seriously affected. So I feel like overall Colorado took quick measures in the beginning, and I've been happy with the slower reopening process that we're currently going through. I'm sure I'm like most Americans, I'm kind of holding my breath and very curious to see what the next 2 to 4 weeks look like as far as whether or not reopening was a wise move or not at this point.
It's hard to say, and I think each region is very different than others. In Illinois, it's very different around the Chicago area relative to Southern Illinois, which is a handful of people per square mile. So it'll be interesting. But I think that at least it seems as though your business has been able to withstand this. You are prepared for it. Not that you were hoping this would happen, but you're prepared for it. You are already working from home. You've already have been communicating with your clients electronically using all these tools. Outside of inconveniences more from a personal level, probably, and maybe perhaps some inconvenience from a business development level, you've been able to maintain the practice, it sounds like, which is great.
Yes, absolutely.
That anything you've done or that's new that you've done during this time that you think you'll continue to do going forward? I mean, it seems like you had most of your processes in place, but is there anything new that you adopted that might be something you keep?
I've been in the business, both of us have been in the business 20 plus years, and our other partner, Julie, right around 15 years. So this isn't the first bear market that we've seen. We were around for the tech bubble bursting. We experienced the Great Recession of 08. And I feel like advisory firms, when there's bear markets and periods of stress like this, some firms will stick their head in the sand and maybe be a little fearful of talking to their clients, especially if their portfolios are down significantly. But I think a lot of firms, if you're looking at it correctly, view this as an opportunity that you want to communicate with your clients as much as possible, make them feel at ease, and that helps to really strengthen the relationships. So that tends to lead to more referrals down the road. So even though it's a horrible pandemic situation that we're going through as a country and across the globe, there's a lot of opportunities out there as well.
Thank you both very much for being on the call. This is it's exciting and fun to hear about what's happening in different practices around the country and how you're adapting. Have a great day. This is our last of our series on sheltering in place with Panoramic.